Hey there, this is Ted Cantu with the Online Money Machine Show, Volume 2, second podcast for the weekend. We got some great sounds there from the BBC, old sounds, good stuff. I think it's the Primitives. I've been playing them a lot lately. They have some really, really fantastic music. And they're still with us, doing new stuff. I am an ex-art director from Chicago and New York City, working the streets of Detroit. We're going coast to coast. We're going to launch out in Chicago, Seattle, New York, London. Wow, isn't that crazy? Last week, we just did this promotion for Iron Maiden Beer. The videos came out really, really cool. We just gotta find a place to put them legally. So we're still learning about different markets, what you can do and what you can't do. But web video really is the fastest way to get something communicated. And these clips will go back into our demo reel. You can always find this stuff at tedcantu.com. Very cool stuff. Today we're gonna talk about the PDF that you can download at tedcantu.com/connector.pdf. How to stay high touch in a no-touch world. And I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you. But you can download it and read along if you like. And it's free. So some great discoveries in here, by the way. So it says, Detroit, hello and salutations. It has been a whirlwind of a time in recent weeks. COVID-19 is changing how we communicate with one another, and business has been interrupted. I retreated to my office and started to create my magazine, Hot Metro Finds. We did a revamp of Hot Metro Finds. Just complete regut, rewritten, rehash, what do you want to say? Refortified, revitalized version of the magazine. Now, the magazine comes out once every quarter. That was the intention originally. And I intended to update some movie reviews and freshen it up. And I said, no big deal. But I had no other items on the agenda. But something interesting happened. And then we ended up getting some more of our movie reviews and record reviews, number one, around the globe. Now, that's really amazing. It was an accidental success. So that is to say, page one on Google around the world. That's not easy to do, and it certainly was not our intention at the time, but we uncovered some great new strategies to get noticed. Now, the other cool thing was that some of our pages went right to the top spots of Google within hours after we created them. So I stopped everything that we were working on and slowed things down. I wanted to get the exact formula for what we were doing and what was working. So, and there's a picture of me. It's a picture of me. This is a publisher of Hot Metro Finds. This is Hot Metro Finds, culture worth talking about. Now, here's how my magazine project exploded and basically rewritten everything we know about search engine marketing. I will even share with you some of the techniques so that you can use some of them in your business. I put my phone number, which is 248-277-6141. And here we go. We got page one results on Google. And it says, page one Google results. I am going to list out the page one results right here for you to see. You can copy and paste these into Google, and you will see that the brand, Hot Metro Finds, pops up somewhere on page one. So for page one, we got movies. I wrote about Sad Vacation, which is a punk rock movie, the tragic story of Sid and Nancy from the Sex Pistols. That was on page one. Room 37 with the Cadero brothers. We're friends now, the Cadero brothers and I, the filmmakers. And it says, and the Fleshtones movie. Now, the Fleshtones movie was really interesting because that went number one around the world, and it really kind of blew my mind because it happened very quickly. I wrote the review, and a couple days later, it was on page one. The bands that we wrote about was Sloan, that was in Detroit, The Damned in Detroit, The Cult in Royal Oak, Michigan, Sloan, again when they played St. Andrews Hall in Detroit. Echo and the Bunnymen in Detroit. The Damned 40th Anniversary Tour in Detroit. REM Live in Ann Arbor. Riot Fest, Circa Survive 2014, Captain Sensible, The Damned in Detroit. Dave Vanian, who's the lead singer of The Damned in Detroit, and that was pretty awesome. I also found some special events, and this is about pre-COVID, at the movies. Depeche Mode had a movie out in the theater for one night only, and I went and I wrote about it, and it got on page one in Detroit. In Excess Live was a Phantom event in Ann Arbor, and then Detroit, Los Angeles, Ann Arbor, and Detroit again. Chicago Riot Fest 2014. the Pizza Underground, which is like a Velvet Underground tribute, with Macaulay Culkin as lead singer, which is really bizarre. I was actually at the show in Chicago and saw that, which is one of the weirdest things. At like 10 in the morning, we're all out there singing these Velvet Underground songs with the star from Home Alone. Really, really, really weird. They all had pizza themes. Black Joe, and that's 2014 Chicago Riot Fest. He was amazing. Some of the articles that we wrote too, which is cool. Detroit, birthplace of punk, The Rotten Mangos, Burgermania, and also the Nevermind the Bollocks, the Sex Pistols documentary. We started noticing that it was working for business too, and it says RT Motors. They do Volvo XC90 repair, Commerce Township. They did Porsche repair. We got them on page one. So, now it says, now we're coming up with a first name basis and top and upcoming filmmakers at the Cadero Brothers, Danny Garcia, and top artists on an international level. The really cool thing is that these people reached out to us after we wrote them, and I have projects going out the door with some of our new contracts that we made. Now, you can see that it works for bands, movies, reviews, and even business. And we didn't use any kind of magic software to make this happen. We also didn't buy any paid ads or pay for any link directories. We built our own web pages and didn't listen to what the other gurus were telling us to do. And we also avoided things like WordPress pages. We avoided, ISU or ISSU magazine sites. We didn't do any of that. Mobile pages. We did them, but in a brand new way. We didn't use automated web page builders either. And we constructed our own stuff. Now, as a red box, and it says, and we still got amazing results, and Google puts us in the index within a couple of days. Google put some of our pages into its index the same day. Wow. That's amazing. You need to hear this stuff, because if we're doing this for free, we can do it for you. We're making this stuff happen. It's incredible. You should really, really call us and let us help you. Now, the cool thing about it was that our web results were popping up right next to some major league competitors, such as The Guardian, Lansing Journal, MLive, Detroit Free Press, Hollywood Reporter, CNN, Metro Times, National Public Radio, MTV, Spin, Rolling Stone, IFC, just to name a few. So what made the difference? What made, you know, what really made the difference? And how did we do it? We cut out a lot of stuff that wasn't working for us. We eliminated a lot of busy work and started to really focus on building better web pages. We focused on the artwork, the writing, using keywords, and building a linking strategy. Anything we linked our, you know, anything that we linked our written content to relate to the subject, just really turned out really well for us. We put a lot of careful time into it and got better written material to work with. We gave the crawler bots something to really chew on. Now that is true, and it worked out really, really well. We became dependent on Twitter and YouTube to an extent to get them to work for us. Linking to those two services really helped give us a foundation. The links that we created with those services have held us up. Facebook and Instagram, on the other hand, didn't really do too much for us since they are app-driven services. You have to log into each one of them and then search for someone to find us. It never used to work like that. Google recently got rid of Google Plus, which used to work a lot like Facebook, and has also downplayed the importance of its blog platform, Blogger. It is still useful, but it's not as good as it used to be. It doesn't even look as good as it used to be. So, when you're used to you used to be able to link to those services and create a real web. Now this would push your site to the top of the search engines, but now Facebook, Instagram, Google, and YouTube want you to buy ads from them, and that's okay if you do, if you want to just focus on interruption marketing, but that is what everyone else is doing. Best advice, here's what you should be doing. Google, I tell everyone, the first thing you should do is get a Gmail address, and it comes with your free Google account. If you want to rank on Google, you should be using their tools. Google has downplayed a lot of their tools lately because they used to work really, really well at getting you listed high in their search engines. Now, it says, if you still need to work with Google and getting your own YouTube channel is also highly advisable. Linking your website content in the YouTube video description back to your website is a great thing to do. This carries a really high page rank of 9 or PR 8. It depends. I think it's PR 8, though. I wrote PR 9. This says that these are some of the search engine companies who will argue with me on this one, but you have to stick with what works. This is one of the powerful things to do. Using PageRank, so PR, for those who don't know, and maybe some of you do, and if you do, I apologize. Just let me just go through it. PR from PR0 to PR10. 10 has a higher quality of link, so that usually goes to like .edu or what's the other one? .gov is another one. It's a .10. But PR8, PR9, that's like Twitter and YouTube and some of the linking services. You want to make those kind of links back to your site, and they do carry a significant portion of strength. They will lift your site up into the search engines. So just keep that in mind. We still use it. People say it's outdated. I disagree. I like to use it. I stick with what works. I don't go to the next shiny object. My whole strategy is I have things back from the 2000s that worked really well. I got things from the 2010s that really worked really well. And the 2020s, I still use a lot of this stuff to help me go and create these new environments. So let me go back to the text here. Get a list of your keywords from a good source like Google Keyword Planning Tool. And notice that some of the real estate keywords can fetch as high price as $42 a click. Now you can beat that system by building web content with pages and web video that utilize those same keywords. Make sentences out of them and put them into the titles of your web pages and videos. Don't use template pages. Build HTML pages if you want to get noticed. Do not worry about having the latest fad or plugin. Just build pages in HTML. You can use HTML5, but we've been doing pretty good with just the basics. Also consider schema language and Alexa search. You know, the whole thing about like spoken word search, you know, will be becoming actually more of a real thing, I think, as mobile devices and speech and text search gets more popular. It's still a great science. So, this is right here. The mobile pages we built on WordPress were pretty junky. Yeah, they were. They came out really crappy, actually. I wrote this a while back, but I remember they weren't very good looking. What else did they say? So we didn't spend a whole lot of time with it. We noticed that when we use homemade pages, we need to build two for each subject. We wanted to link them together so that our subject would rank higher. So here's an example. If you want to rank for real estate in Birmingham, Michigan, consider making two web pages and start linking the keywords to each other. This doesn't always work, but it's been highly effective for us. Okay, now we're on to page 7. And stay with me, because it just gets better and better. Staying high touch. Now, this is an area that we've been we've been really focusing on this lately. We are used to we used to try to get clients to rank in the top spot of Google, page 1. This is a great idea, but keep in mind that when you do this standard search engine optimization approach, you will still have 50 other competitors right behind you. So we developed the new high-touch method. Our new model of thought is to make you number one in a field of local tangent businesses. So, for example, if you're in real estate and you might find that your best resource could be from the divorce attorneys. A lot of married people go through divorce and they want to sell their home. Instead of going to breakfast meetings and random B&I scenarios, you might want to build your own network of people. This is what we did. This is what we did for our first, you build your own online Rolodex and be on a first name basis with referral sources. This has worked out very well for us. Okay, hold on for 1 second. I'm going to get me a coffee break here. Okay. That's just so my voice doesn't give out. You don't want to see that happen, do you? Now, this whole strategy has worked out very, very well for us. And you could do this in many different ways. You just have to be creative. You can create your own luxury market in the wedding industry. You could put together wedding planners, jewelry stores, and even auto dealerships. The idea, when someone does a cross-reference search, you'll be the only real estate agent in that town search. When done correctly, you will not even need to go online to get new clients. Online and offline options. Keep in mind that Facebook is only 7% of the business marketplace. Wow, that's true. Now, that's scary, but it's true. Now, LinkedIn, on the other hand, is growing at 288% each year. And you can get to the right decision makers very quickly. You have figured out a very unique search engine method that can get inside of the LinkedIn search mechanics and get contacts without paying for it. This little loophole saves us $700 a year and only takes 5 minutes to set up, and it is free. That is true. We did this for a client of mine. This is pretty interesting. A search engine method is a custom search engine. It's a custom search engine, so it's CSE. Remember that. Write that down, CSE. You want to call our office, and I'll show you how to do it. It's 248-277-6141. Now, Facebook has dropped off the popularity meter with serious marketers lately. The reason for this is because they have hidden a lot of content from Google searches. Whatever you create in Facebook can only be searched for once you are logged into Facebook. Once you log out, the content is locked up and is inaccessible in most cases. Again, these guys want you to buy ads. So, here's my big thing about bots. It says, buying web traffic, watch out for bots. The other problem with Facebook is the ads. We have noticed a lot of artificial crawl bots that are not people at all. These are random clicks from the third world countries that are bots. These are little scripts of code that crawl through your website and click on different buttons. They have been identified when you run a traffic report in Google Analytics. This is where they are the most easiest to catch. Google sends these out too, but they don't have a phone number for you to complain. That's true. You will rarely get a refund from their AdWords team. In most cases, if you get a dispute resolved, you will only get rewarded with additional clicks. They always keep your money, and sometimes they'll go over your spending limit. That is true too. I've seen this happen. Bots can actually hike up your ad spend. Learn how to spot them. Bots can create click fraud. Now, create link bait. I would seriously create a restaurant guide PDF in your area to hand it out to the best websites that can refer you traffic. And you could do this for anything, including shopping guides, golf guides, and so on. You could also do a series of web pages or PDF with links in them and have your people link back to your pages. This will create keyword-rich clicks back to your websites. If you do this correctly, they can solve your marketing problems for good. And there's another page here. It says create downloadable media and create linkable media. Money wasters. Stay away from these money wasters as they killed our year. They are worth mentioning by name only because they delivered terrible results and in some cases even tanked our web rankings. Taboola? I hate Taboola. I think Taboola is terrible. Ping my URL. It's a good service. It's free, but it's spammy, and it really killed one of my sites in Ohio. It'll kill it anywhere, really. It's just It's spammy. Don't do it. Link buying, you got to be really careful when you buy links, because it's another spammy thing to do. Anyway, when you build links, when you buy links in bulk, Google sends off a red flag, and they'll take months to get ranked. We did all of this, and it was what everyone else was doing. We figured out that we are state-of-the-art, and our stuff works better. And anyway, these techniques were a big mistake, and it held us back. Finally, I quit doing all the things that the gurus were saying to do and focused on building pages. I focused on writing targeted content and paid close attention to targeted content, word count, keyword count, keyword links, cross-referencing. Now, if you want to really create a net for your own content over the cities that you want to dominate, you can occupy the top four spots, not including maps and video search. And if you want to go heavy, you can also dig deep in tangent markets and create your own online Rolodex of resource people. For ourselves, we created a high net worth of people in the record industry, film industry, and artists. We created a digital presence in some cases on a first name basis with some very powerful people. We were able to do this without networking, no phone chasing, no direct mail, and no paid ads. The ideas of super connecting came from us from utilizing a speed dating technique that is building solid content. Things took off very quick, very fast, despite from being one of the most dismal and what being one of the most dismal times in history. Okay, so make sure you get that one. And so for more insight and great ideas, contact us directly at tedcantu.com and hotmetrofinds.com. That's 248-277-6147. I goofed up the number here. Hold on. 248-277-6141. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are looking to make great things happen with great people. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you at the top. A little background on me. It says, Ted Cantu runs Cantu & Partners, based in Metro Detroit. He's worked in Chicago, New York City, Detroit, as an art director, illustrator, web marketer with Coca-Cola, Capitol Records, WWE, MTV, Foot Clan & Belding, Young & Rubicam, and Ogilvy. He has studied with Dan Kennedy Marketing Group and has published marketing books on Amazon.com. Our new focus is connecting local businesses quickly and creating a dynamic online presence in a no-touch world. Here's some samples of my work. We're it says Room 37, the Cadero Brothers, page one worldwide. Very cool. And we're also on for the Flesh Tones movie. We're page one globally, all around the world. And that's cool. That wraps up my podcast number two for the weekend. Thank you for listening. This is Ted Cantu with the Online Money Machine Show. You got questions for us? We got answers. Come check us out. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, we'll see you online. Thanks for listening.